Köln Campus.
Hey, Lauren. It's so good to hear you and to meet you. Thank you so, so much for taking your time.
No, thank you very much for having me.
How is the current tour life going?
Tour is good, yeah. At the moment, we're in London, so we're playing here tonight. And then we head to Amsterdam tomorrow to start the European tour.
It really must be exciting. How does it feel playing shows without the two simp dudes?
Yeah, it's been a really good tour. Everybody in the session band is really nice, and really, it's just been really fun to try something different, do it in a different context. But yeah, it feels strange sometimes that to be going places that have been with churches and try not have those guys there, but we still talk and are in touch, and it doesn't feel like we exist in completely different universes. So I think it'll be okay.
You already mentioned on Instagram that your feelings flip between quote excitement and abject terror before your debut solo single release. Have the feelings settled since then?
Yeah, I think when you're kind of teetering on the edge of something, like the dread of doing it is a worse then than once you're actually in the flow of things. And I think just because I had known about this for a long time but hadn't told people about it, it felt like this is the big moment where you're telling everybody, and it's a big change to be. It's different writing alone in a room where you don't know if anyone's going to hear it than doing that in front of people. But now that we've been on the tour and we've been starting to see people's responses to the songs and stuff, I think that, yeah, it feels more real. It feels more tangible now.
You're currently touring with an all-female live band. I've also seen that on Instagram. How does that compare to touring with male band members?
Well, I guess, yeah, there's two women in the band and one non-binary person. And I think that was something I was conscious of. That was something I was conscious of when putting the band together, that I wanted it to be a different experience to what I was used to, that I've only ever been in bands with straight men since I was like 15. So that's, and obviously had a lot of great experiences in that, but there also were some not great experiences within that. And just because on the album there's so many harmonies, I definitely wanted us to be able to replicate those live as much as possible. So first and foremost, it was for the musical aspect of it. And then also because I just wanted to have a different kind of culture in my touring existence. And it's been very positive so far, I would say.
Yeah, it must be really a different experience being with not being in a band at all. What does it mean to you being recognized as a solo artist and not just as a member, as a part of churches?
Well, I suppose within churches, I am the lyric writer, so I guess I'm the narrator of that, but you're still speaking on behalf of a group of people, and you're still, as you say, part of a collective, part of a unit. And loads of great things come out of that for writing, but I kind of got to a point where I knew there was things that I did want to write and things I wanted to say lyrically or in the live performance that I couldn't do in that format, or I didn't feel like I could do in that format. So I guess for me, regardless of what else comes out of this, I kind of feel like it's been good for me to give myself the permission or the agency or something to just say what I want to say and not have to put that through a filter, if that makes sense.
So you are currently touring with your new solo material, but with basically one single out as of today, your second single, I think it's called Shame. It's
yes,
dropping tomorrow. We'll come back to that in a second. But why did you decide to go on tour while your solo project is still mainly unreleased?
Well, when we were thinking about how to start putting the songs out into the universe, I don't know, I was conscious that a lot of people who are fans of churches would be maybe concerned about this era, because I think a lot of people think the singer going and doing a solo record is like threatening to the band in some way. So I kind of like the idea that we could do these experiences that feel really kind of fan first and fan focused, and just kind of show people the material first and then do the industry stuff second. And I think, I don't know, it's been a long time since I toured in a way that had this kind of freedom in it. Like, I don't think since the first Churches album have we ever toured and played a song that was not released. It's always you do the singles and then the record comes out and then you tour the record. And I kind of liked the idea that we would do things, just do things differently in this moment in time and have people feel like they're a part of it or they're in on the ground floor of it and they can make the assessment rather than have it be pushed in their faces by like marketing and things, you know?
It's really a very interesting concept because I've been to a lot of concerts with artists like playing a few unreleased songs, but most of your solo material is still not out yet. Your second single, Shame, I already mentioned that. I heard that snippet on YouTube, I think. It sounds very different from your solo debut single, which is called Are You Awake? What can we expect from the rest of your album?
I guess, yeah, I think there are quite a spread of genres on the record. And I like the idea that the first single was a kind of piano ballady, sad, stripped back kind of thing. And I like the idea of starting with that just because it's so different to what Churches does. You know, in Churches, there's a very specific rhythm production and vocal production that you think of. And I liked that in Are You Awake, the vocal is so different. It's just very upfront and close and not affected and just really in the foreground. And I like the idea that that would be like clear that it's a different thing. It kind of scorches the earth of that. And then Shame is more akin to a Church's tempo, but like instrumentally, it's very different to what would be in on a Church's record. And yeah, I would say that maybe a third of the album is a kind of the slow, sad section. And then the other two thirds are more in the kind of upbeat space. So it's not an Adele album by any means, on any level, because she's fabulous, but not by the tempos either.
So you would say it sounds more like Shame basically than like Are You Awake, his solo album?
Yeah, I think this is there's some stuff in both of those spaces, I would say.
I can imagine that it was also a lot of fun producing and making the music. How differently do you approach making your solo music in comparison to Churches?
Ooh, it is a very different experience, yes. Not just because I'm kind of leading the project more, but just the way that the songs would come about. Like in Churches, we always write instrumental first, and then we'll work up a vocal melody, and then the lyrics will go on last. And that happens sometimes in my solo writing, but a lot of the time it would be I could come in with a song title or a lyric, or I had a melody idea at home, or we could be working off of like a mood board and write something that we sounded like those images looked and things like that. And that's just very different to the band. And I think both approaches are, you know, have validity, but it was fun to just kind of take the rule book and chuck it out the window and be like, what? I don't know. It felt exciting to me that I kind of knew where I was trying to get to, but there weren't any rules about how you get to there. And I think, yeah, it was pretty clear to me pretty early on who I was writing well with and who I wasn't. I think the worst sessions were well intentioned, but we would just end up writing a kind of crap Churches song. And I don't really see, to me, I'm like, I already get to do that, and I'm lucky to get to do that, and I have that band, and we all love the band, and it is what it is. So I don't see why. It seems silly to me that if you have a chance to do something else, that you would just make a kind of half-baked version of what you already know how to do, you know?
You also did a video pre-game on YouTube before the Are You Awake video dropped, and you mentioned how easily the song came to you. Is there a song on the album that was the opposite where you struggled to get it done?
Ooh. I don't know if there's anybody talking about the songs like they're people. I don't know if there's any of the songs that were a struggle necessarily. Like, I think that's what's been exciting about this moment in time is it does feel like there's such a well of things I've wanted to write for a long time. It kind of feels once you tap into that. It feels like there's a lot of stuff to dig into. But I think there's a song called Under the Knife that is one of my favorite ones, and I really love it. But it did take us a minute to get the lyrics and the chorus right. Like, we had the rough idea, and it was just one of those ones where there's a one last line or a couple of words that you're like, oh, that's not quite right, it's not quite right. And my friend that I wrote it with, this guy Matthew Coma, who's been writing and producing on a lot of the record, he's definitely a lyrics guy also. So we were just kind of sitting muttering the words to ourselves in the room for an hour or two, just trying to get it right. But I look like that's my favorite thing when you've been had something that's like 90%, it's close, but it's not quite right. Like, when you finally crack that and you feel like you've got it, then that's the best. That's the biggest. It's a big rush. This sounds very dorky, but it's a big rush. And that one, it took us a fucking hot second to get there. So
It must feel like a great achievement, finally getting that song done. And so you're just then very proud of yourself. I'm coming back to the video pregame on YouTube. You described your live shows as a sort of cabaret. How much inspiration do you take from cabaret for your solo performance?
well, I think I've always loved that kind of performance style, and like especially those Bob Fosse productions, like Chicago or Cabaret. And I always liked how freeing and joyful and theatrical they are, but how dark as well. And yeah, I'm never a fan of like a musical that's too cheery, to be honest. If it's too cheerful, I'm like, I don't believe that this happens in life. But yeah, and I think just the aesthetic of those, when I think about the other things I enjoy, I'm like, the mood boards are all the aesthetic from that era of Cabaret or Chicago, but also like PJ Harvey or Annie Lennox or Fiona Apple. And I do think there's a through line that goes through all those things, which is this kind of like, you take something beautiful and you interrupt it. You take something, yeah, there's always something. Not sinister, but there has to be a twist to the tale, if that makes sense. And I think that that's definitely something I've been thinking about musically, but also aesthetically. And I think it's been fun for me to lean into how much I enjoy those things, which is not something I've been able, or not something that we do a ton of in the band universe. So I think when I'm on my solo quest, I should free myself to dig into those parts of my personality or my creativity, because I don't do that in the band really.
I think going solo in general, we already talked about that, it's very exciting. And you also said that going solo is a whole lot of firsts for you. Making a solo album, dropping a ballad as the de debut single, the first single of the album, touring solo. What was the one first that really shaped this whole experience for you so far?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose it's funny because it's quite eerie sometimes, because a lot of the experiences I'm having, I've done these things in bands. I've made videos with churches. I've done photo shoots with churches. I've done studio sessions with churches. So it's kind of like I'm going back into a house I used to live in, but it's completely redecorated and other people live in it. And you're like, wow. So I think at first that's quite disorienting in some ways, but it is such a different, I don't know, I get to come into that with the 12 years of experience that I got in the band. And I think we did a day where we got all the imagery for what will be on the record, all the press shots and all the pack shots, and we've done all that already. And that was definitely an intimidating one, because whenever we do that with the band, it's very specific. The three of us stand together. Normally, the photographer makes me stand in the middle, and then we take the photos. And there's different setups, but it's not terribly elaborate a lot of the time. And I think because we've been planning all these things and talking about the mood boards and all the aesthetic stuff you and I were talking about, we got to do stuff that was a lot more theatrical and a lot more artistic in some ways. And I think that was definitely an unusual one. I'm like, wow, never been on a photo shoot that felt that creative and felt that it was about getting a visual that is part of the story rather than just we need a band photo, let's get a band photo. It was like, how do you like the thing? I couldn't give two shits about trying to get a pretty photo of me to put out with the song. Like, to me, I'm like, well, if we are going to get a photo, what should it, what does this say, and what does the styling say, what does the makeup say, what is this about, rather than just, oh, here's a picture to go with your press release. And I think it was fun to be in a room of people who were also trying to do that. Like, I think it's nice when you remember that we all started making things because we were weird kids who wanted to make stuff. And then when there's other people that want to help you do an art, then I think that's good.
I love that you mentioned also the visuals, because I think the visual work, the press photos, the music videos, visualizers, they also carry a lot of the narrators and the aesthetic for the music. And taking a d different direction must be really, really cool in general.
Oh, well, thank you for saying that. That's very nice because we've been thinking a lot about that. I was like, really don't want it to be girl from band goes solo and tries to be cute and pretty. Like, that's not, I hate that. I hate that. So I feel like for my whole career, that's kind of what people have been trying to make me do. Does that make sense? And then to me, I'm like, no, it's about how can you express, how can you tell the story better? How can you be a better narrator? And maybe that's why I think about cabaret a lot, because the MC is the storyteller within that universe, and there's always something quite dark about a lot of his story. And yeah, I don't know, I would like my body and the way that things look to be part of the work and part of the storytelling rather than the kind of thing that goes alongside that, if that makes sense.
I'm really excited to see the story, witness the story live in Cologne next Monday. And this is where we are almost at the end of the interview. This is the final question. What are your hopes for the rest of the tour and your upcoming album release?
Ooh, I mean, I'm excited to be coming back to tour in Europe properly because it's been a long time since Churches has been able to do that. And I think a lot of that is like financial issues. Brexit was terrible. I feel really horrible about it still to this day. But then it has made it even more expensive for British bands to tour. And but I am conscious that we should have been there on the last record, and we didn't do it. So I feel like I can make up for some of the sins. I will go and do the solo shows. But I'm really excited because Germany's always been such a special place for the band. It was one of the first places that really connected with Church's music. And yeah, I feel like it's kind of a significant place for me personally. So yeah, I'm excited to tour the tour it and do more.
www.kölncampus.com
www.kölncampus.com